volleyball, the Lady Beaver volleyball team was at home on Tuesday night. Split a doubleheader, or a triangular, excuse me, with Goodland and also Ulysses. And they'll be heading back out on the road tomorrow for another triangular. I believe they go to Hoxie, if I'm not mistaken. They get Hoxie and Hill City there. And we got a couple of juniors joining us here, starting off with Avery Lewis. How are you doing this evening?
I am good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. You've been kind of rotating in several different places this year in volleyball. And how do you feel like you've been so far first couple weeks of competition?
It's pretty new because I'm always like, you're on the bench and then you got to go back in, so it's just a lot of just going back in and out. So, but I'm pretty good. I always stay upright and adapting.
All right, yeah, you've been over kind of that outside hitter a little bit there as well. And what makes that, I guess, is that one of your favorite positions?
Yes.
All right.
100%.
100%. All right. Well, what do you think that you've improved upon from last year to this year?
My vertical has definitely increased, and I feel like I'm a lot more powerful this year.
All right. And, you know, you got to have the feeling that you guys have improved a lot, even from the first day of competition to last night.
Yes.
Where do you think that you've improved upon the most here?
I'm a lot more comfortable, especially since the Oakley game. We were all like very tense and just nervous, I guess. But yeah, we're all a lot chilled out now and playing together.
Maybe what did you learn from that Hayes tournament? You had some tough teams you had to go up against. What did you learn from that experience?
That you just can never give up, and you got to trust in your teammates that they'll be there.
Last night, quite an atmosphere, especially for the last game. I know it was a tough one to drop in three sets, but a thriller of a match there. But what was that atmosphere like as a player last night?
It was cool. It was really crazy. It was loud.
Yeah. Was it a hard time communicating?
Especially in the timeouts, you couldn't hear much, but yeah.
All right. What would you like to accomplish as you work through the season?
Definitely winning season. And just playing as a team and not, like, branching off.
All right. Yeah. I like that. Well, thank you again for this, and good luck to you coming up throughout the rest of the season, Avery.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Avery Lewis joining us here. We get another junior, and Megan Trout joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. You've had a pretty good junior campaign. How do you feel like it's gone for you so far?
It's been a lot of fun, and I feel like as a team we're improving every day, which is fun.
And, you know, I got to ask you a couple of things. Personally, their tournament at Hayes, you get on the all-tournament team. What was that like, getting that accomplishment or being named to that personally?
I was really proud of that. It was a really good list of names, and I'm proud to be on that.
You know, you're one of the taller players on the team, and I got to go back a little bit to that match against May South. You see a 6-3 setter. What goes through your mind?
Oh, man. Just got to remember when she's up, because she will hit the ball, too.
but you've been pretty good in the middle this year as a hitter, middle blocker and hitter. And I got to go last night. I think there was one play. I hit it over. And then it was kind of a long dig, I think, and then you tacked it back. Man, go through that.
Yeah, I hit the ball, and they hit it back over the net, and that's just the best feeling when you can just get up on those overpasses and just knock them down and get a kill.
Did that maybe surprise you yourself how quick you were able to kind of react? Because when you attacked the first time, you weren't at the net.
Yeah, it was quick, but we've been doing a lot of out of rotation, hitting, and I feel like that's really helped me a lot.
What's something that you felt like you've improved on the most here as you're about 10 matches into the season?
I would say that my blocking has got a lot better. Last year I was missing quite a few, and this year I feel like I've gotten those blocks when we've needed them.
All right. Well, have you delivered any facials yet?
Oh, not yet, but
you're working on it.
Working on it.
All right. Hopefully so. And you get to see Hawks in Hill City tomorrow, a triangular up north there. And this season's already going fast, but it's been a fun one so far, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been fun with all of our improvement.
All right. Well, thank you again, Megan, and congratulations on a good start to this year.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Megan Trout joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Is now we'll talk with Assistant Coach Marcy Patton. She'll get the headset. And how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. I had to ask you, how many years have you been associated with as a coach for the with the volleyball program?
12, maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
And it goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
All right. You've helped with the C team again this year, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I mean, you're also on the bench with the varsity when the C team's not playing. But C team and volleyball's been off to a good start yesterday. What have you seen with the program so far?
Well, with my girls, I've seen – we were just talking about tonight about how much they've improved just mm-hmm. all around, their all-around skills. You know, we have six players. Mm-hmm. It's been a different six. I might have seven, but we've played different positions, and they just have to get in there and learn how to do it all. So that helps them improve as they continue to play volleyball.
You got a really good nucleus of six that you have out there, and you mentioned they have to play about every spot here. How beneficial is that for when they get their number called to go up to the JV and then even down the line to varsity?
Oh, you bet. I mean, the more positions that mm-hmm. they know and play, the better off they'll be to have a chance to get in there. So,
and, you know, you've seen the varsity, you've seen the JV and C team, of course, this year. As a whole here, it feels like over the last couple of weeks, this team overall in general has made some pretty big steps.
Yeah, they have improved immensely. You know, we talked after the Hayes tournament from the Friday night to Oakley to the end of the Hayes tournament. We'd said that, you know, they took 10 steps forward, the varsity mm-hmm. girls. And, you know, when they do that, the other girls just, they bring those other girls along with them. So lots of improvement. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of improvement to go, but they're working hard.
And you got a good group of kids, and they're willing to learn. And what's probably the biggest thing that they've been able to maybe improve upon the most, maybe you didn't see, you know, early in the year or even in previous years?
You know, we have a couple really power hitters, Day mm-hmm. and Megan. They're killing it up there. Mm-hmm. And with the, you know, our girls have had to be versatile, and mm-hmm. we've had to make changes, many changes. And I feel like no matter the change that we've made, they have really tried to come together and just support each other and pull out for that win. So, you know, that's where I'm seeing is they're acting more like a team than what we've had in the last year or two. So,
all right. As you look ahead here to tomorrow, you get Hill City and Hoxie, some good competition up north at the, from a couple of Mid-Continent League schools.
Mm-hmm, yes.
All right. And what are you looking to maybe see from yesterday's competition where you list as a good one with your squad tomorrow?
Well, I just hope my girls continue to play as well as they did. They really did better on their communication, and we did well pretty much all the way around. So they just need to keep that up. As far as the other girls, I think same thing. They need to communicate. We need to make our serves. That's a big thing. And we struggled with that a little bit last night. So we're just going to be tough and really give it to them.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you guys up north tomorrow there. And once again, Coach, thank you for the time as always. And good luck to you guys coming up tomorrow.
All right. Thanks.